calls, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
If you like close finishes, this was your kind of weekend. Saturday, Mystic Dan, as we just heard from that last caller. Saturday, Mystic Dan had the won the closest Kentucky Derby race ever in the 150 years in the history of the race at Churchill Downs. And then coming up on Sunday, yesterday down in Kansas City, Kansas, at Kansas Speedway, the closest finish in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Coming to the line, crash together, I believe Buescher.
I think you're right, it's so close. This is going to be a huge win for Buescher. They're excited. I think it's him, Kevin.
That was incredible.
With, I think, Austin Dillon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's look
Good
at
work.
It.
It well, may be the five.
Hold on.
Uh-oh, boys.
Buescher, it's like the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
it's that close. It's Larson.
It was crazy. I mean, that race from start to finish was amazing. That first stage was incredible. The second stage, you know, at the end was fun. And then that whole last, you know, stage with the wrecks and cautions and then, you know, fuel strategy and tires running long and all that was wild. So you guys got your money's worth today. And I'm just proud to be a part of the show.
Are they calling him Grand Larceny because he stole the finish?
No.
Oh.
I don't think
if
that's what they're calling
him.
Larson, Grand Larceny, because he stole the finish.
I love the fact that the announcers there, Mike Joy and company, were like, it's Buescher. And then like, oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. And it literally was 1/1000th of a second, 0.001. Those two, like if you ever saw the movie Cars, you probably haven't. It's an animated film, and it was made recently, so you didn't see it. It was well into your adult years. But like that, the opening race where Lightning McQueen finishes, and it's a tie. It was almost that close, like to see Larson and Buescher coming down that final straightaway, banging the whole way. It was pretty awesome. And imagine being Chris Buescher, the dude who lost by 1/1000th of a second, and just to see it. And you don't know if you won or lost. And Larson went on to say that it wasn't until he was doing that final, like, post-race lap where he was in turn three where he saw his crew chief dancing in his pit when he knew he actually won. But congratulations, Kyle Larson wins at Kansas. Closest race there has ever been in NASCAR history. He beat out Chris Buescher by that very slim margin. Chase Elliott, Martin Truex, Denny Hamlin finishing out your top five.
Balls and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
I had never intentionally tuned in to a WNBA game in my life.
I've been to WNBA games live.
I have not.
Did I
go to a Detroit Shot game? I don't remember. But I've never intentionally gone to a WNBA game. I've never intentionally been like, give me the remote. I'm going to turn on the WNBA until Friday night when I found a way to watch the Indiana Fever and the Dallas Wings playing on Bally Sports Southwest Extra. Don't ask me how I found it, but I did. And I, instead of watching the NBA playoffs, I tuned into a WNBA game. A preseason game where Caitlin Clark made her debut.
45 blocks last year, Clark for three. Caitlin Clark, they said she has redefined what a good shot is. Look how far out she was.
Yeah, I think the fans are always, they're what makes women's basketball so fun. I think over the course of the last couple of years, it's just grown and grown. And, you know, for them to come out and support during my first WNBA game is really special, not only for myself, but you know, both teams on the court, they get to see how good this product is. And you couldn't ask for a better game, really, for women's basketball, like the kickoff this year. Like, just a tremendous game coming down to the wire, both teams competing, and that's going to be the story of the entire year.
All right, A, can we get a better sound system? It sounds like we threw a microphone in a high school gym and just had her talk, and then we're just listening to the speakers. But second of all, the game was a sellout. Now, granted, it's a 6,200-seat arena, but it was a sellout for a preseason game on a Friday night in the same city where the Dallas Mavericks were playing down the street in an NBA playoff game. The average price to get in the door for one of her games in the regular season to play against Dallas, over $100. You can get into a Mavericks game for $50. Like, it's unbelievable what she's already doing. People were lined up around the building because they know that she does a really good job of signing autographs for this one. Indiana lost this game. Game came down to a buzzer beater at the end of the Dallas Wings. It doesn't really matter because it's preseason. But just the fact that a lot of people, including me, and I like to think of myself as a sports fan, tried, and some successfully, some failed to do it, tried to find a WNBA preseason game to see what she would do. That bucket from the highlight we played you there was from 28 feet out. Ridiculous. She had 16 points in the first half in her first preseason WNBA game. Finished with 21, cooled off in the second half. 6 of 15 from 3. 5 of 15 from 3. Had a couple of boards, had a couple of assists, had 5 turnovers. Like, it's a different game. She's learning to play in a system for that's new to her for the first time since she was 18 years old. Like, since she was a freshman at Iowa. So, it's unbelievable. She did lead her team in scoring. She was her team's leading scorer with 21 points in her first game and didn't play much in the fourth quarter. So, the Caitlin Clark era for the Indiana Fever off and running. Another preseason game this Friday. And then they open the regular season at the Connecticut Sun a week from Thursday.
I'm going to have to get a new email address so I can get another free trial of Fubo.
The game, I think, is going to be on ESPN 2. This week, I don't think there's any TV. But next week for the debut, of course, ESPN's going to hype the crap out of this game. It's going to be, I think, on ESPN 2. So, yeah, you're going to have to get that Fubo. Or Fubo.
I'm just going to have to keep creating email addresses. What's up, Yahoo?
Heatherly 1, Heatherly 2, Heatherly 3 at Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Were you on with Heather and Wicket today? The podcast lives at laser1033.com, SoundCloud, and Spotify.